Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is Anthony Lima. I
Oh,
just got
apologize.
transferred to the intake line.
Okay. Anthony Lehman. Is that
Yes,
what you said?
ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what year estimately you were diagnosed?
That was the year 2015, March, I believe.
March of what?
2015.
2015. Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
28.
48?
Oh. 28. I'm sorry if
28.
you can't hear me.
No,
Somebody's trying
it's
to call
okay.
my phone, so I keep going in and out.
It's okay, no worries. And then, bear with me. Did you ever have more than one diagnosis, like where you went into remission and then it came back?
I went to remission. Hold up, calling, man. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I went to remission in 2017.
Okay, did it ever come back?
No,
No?
I was
Okay,
cancer
good.
free by 2018.
Okay, good. And where were you spraying the product? Was that at home or work or both?
Home.
Home. Were you the one that was spraying it? Like
Yes.
yourself? Okay, so it would have been direct
Yeah.
exposure. You personally sprayed. And then what city did you spray it in? Or cities?
I stay in Willowbrook.
Willowburg?
Willowbrook.
Brook. And in
Yeah,
what state?
WIL,
Oh, sorry.
Illinois.
Illinois. I apologize. Is Willowbrook one
No
word?
problem. Yes.
Okay.
WILLOWBROK.
Okay, perfect. And then were any other family members also diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Anything like that?
No.
No, okay.
I
And
didn't.
then,
I stay alone.
okay, no worries. And let's see here. Do you know when, and this is just best to your knowledge, but do you know when estimately you first started using the product? You know, was it when you moved into a home? Can you pinpoint a year
I think
estimately?
it was around 2008, around my birthday,
2008.
because I had just got I moved into my home. So,
Okay,
yeah,
and
around February
did you
2008.
February? Okay. Did you ever stop using the product?
Yeah,
Do you know what
in
year that
March
was?
2015.
March of
March.
2015. Okay. And so roughly 7 years total.
Yes.
Okay. And then I do apologize in advance. Some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so bear with me. But
That's no problem.
do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I use it once a month.
Okay. So would that be yes then? Over the course of the 7 years?
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like
Okay.
per week or something.
Oh,
No,
no.
just one time a month.
Okay. So it's one time a month. Do you know how many months out of the year you were spraying it?
I was doing it every month, except for like not really in the wintertime, because, you know, the weeds don't really grow in the wintertime. So I want to say it's about eight times a year.
Eight times a year. Okay. And then do you, okay, so wait 1 second, per year. And that was over the 7 years, so 9 times 7 would be roughly 63 times total. So it's not accurate?
I guess. I didn't really keep count of that.
No worries. Yeah. They're just estimates.
I mean, I do that. Yeah, I only didn't use it like when snow hit, really.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smart.
Smartphone, okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know. You can give me yes or no if you're ever diagnosed with any of these. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No. I took an HIV test, but it was negative.
Okay. Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No, I wasn't diagnosed with that.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes or any other cancer that required chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin?
No other type of cancer, no.
Okay. And then any family history of cancer?
Not that I know of.
No, okay.
I grew up in a foster care.
Okay. And then next year, we're going to go through the injured party information. So you said it was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma you were diagnosed with. And then Anthony, is that A-N-T-H-O-N-Y?
Correct.
Okay. And then can you spell your last name for me?
L-E-H-M-A-N-N.
So L-E-H, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy?
M as in Mary, A as in Anthony, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.
Okay. Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. Oh, and I forgot to ask, is there any suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No.
No? Okay. And are you currently married?
No.
And then what is your date of birth?
2/14/1987.
Okay, and then what is your social?
321-78-7544.
And again, it was 321-78-7544?
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from TV, social media?
I've seen it on social media.
Social media. Do you know what year? Do you know what year you saw it, estimately? Yeah.
That I don't remember. It happened not to be that long ago.
Okay,
but I don't remember the correct year.
Okay. I'll just put 2024. It's not a big of an importance, so I'll just put that. And then what is your height?
I'm 6 feet.
6 feet. And then your weight?
Like 240, 250. I don't know.
Okay, and then what is your email address?
TonySnow8766@gmail.com.
It was Tony Snow, like S-N-O-W?
Yes, TonySnow8766.
At Gmail, okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
10S515 Ivy Lane, IVYLNE.
Ivy Lane?
Yes.
Okay. And it was 10S?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a complex, so that's at a 10S515 Ivy Lane, Willowbrook, Illinois.
Willowbrook. Okay. And the 10S515 is all together, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, just wanted to make sure.
No problem.
And Willowbrook, Illinois, 60527. Okay. And then next here, we'll go through the Roundup usage information. You already told me you were spraying it roughly eight, nine times per year. Do you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already gave me the estimated start date, which was February of 2008, and you stopped in roughly March of 2015. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup, like gloves, mask?
I used gloves because I didn't want the backlash from the spray bottle to get on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was it for, like, lawn care and maintenance, the reason why you were using it?
Yes, weed killer.
Okay. And then as far as the states that used the product in, it was just Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already told me you were using it at home, so it would have been residential. Let's see here. Did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
My drinking water?
Yeah, like your home water? No. Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Not, I believe, no.
Okay. And then, do you remember what type of Roundup was used? Concentrated, premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And do you remember where you were purchasing it? Like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Walmart?
It was the Home Depot, not that far from them.
Okay. Do you have any proof of purchases or old bottles still in your possession?
No.
No,
I threw all that out.
No worries, no worries. And then have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
No. And then are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. And then
I do like Instacart if that's employment.
Okay, Instacart.
It's like self-employment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just started doing that like a couple of days ago.
Okay, no worries. Did you lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments?
Well, yeah, I took off six months.
Took off.
But that was through like for depression because of the, just getting diagnosed.
Yeah.
But I mean, the bills were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We want to stop paying.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
Other than any... that's if you, like... don't have enough money, essentially, to pay bills.
Yeah, I know what a bankruptcy is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought you said, what was it? My bad. And then, other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. Okay. And then next year, the medical information, You would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember
but
the
I don't
diagnosis?
Have it on me. You could get it.
Yeah, at least with a doctor. And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yeah, Rudy Sedan.
It was Willie.
Rudy. Dr. Rudy.
Rudy, how do you,
yeah.
What was the last name?
Sedan, S-U-I-D-A-N.
D-A-N, okay. And then what hospital or facility?
That's Good Samaritan, African Good Samaritan Hospital.
It was what? I apologize.
Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital.
Advocate?
Yeah, we have advocates out here.
Okay. Advocate American?
ADV. Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It could be me. This phone is not an up to date real phone.
I apologize, though. Let's see here. In what city?
Downers Grove.
It's Downers Grove?
Downers, D-O-W-N-E-R-S, Grove.
Grove, okay. Let me see. Is that on Highland Ave?
Yes.
Oh.
38.
Okay. 38. You said 21?
15.
Oh, 15. Okay. That is what I see here. I am so sorry.
No problem.
So, let's see here. Oh. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yes. Sorry, I was just I'm typing.
Oh, okay.
Up the things.
my bad. It just went real silent. I didn't know what happened.
Do you know what types of treatments you had? Was there chemo, radiation, stem cell transplant, surgery?
I had radiation therapy and chemotherapy.
Radiation and chemo. Okay. Do you remember what year that was that you had that?
That had to be 2015.
2015, okay.
Like March 2015.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I guess I could
Okay. Do they live with you?
No one lives with me.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a reliable person. I guess you could put my cousin? My sister.
Oh,
put
sister?
My sister.
Okay. What's her name?
Yeah. Danielle. Wait, her phone off. My apologies. I mean, can you just...
You could put it later on if you'd like. If you want to
think
it over.
Right, because you want somebody that's reliable to, like, for stuff like this. No, I don't really have nobody.
No, okay, no worries.
She don't have the answer number. She don't know. My other cousin, That's why I was gonna use her at first, but she doesn't even answer number. She don't know.
Okay. No worries. So let me just make sure nothing else is needed. And then, do I have permission to send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.